In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show you how to create a data model with the Microsoft Entity Framework. And this data model will be used to create an OData feed that will enable users to perform self-service analytics.
This demonstration commences by exploring the AdventureWorks DW 2008 R2 sample database. And for the purpose of this demonstration, it's been extended with a view called VDateFeed. And when we explore the columns here, we'll appreciate that it represents different date parts in the terms of keys and labels. And this is the way that AdventureWorks wish to consistently record date and have it used across all analytic and reporting experiences. So the objective of this demonstration is to expose the data of this view through a data feed. So I switch across to Visual Studio 2010 and I add a new web project, which I'm going to call AW Feeds. And into this project, I go ahead and add an ADO.NET entity data model, which we'll call AW Model. This automatically launches the entity data model wizard. When I click Next, I get to define the connection against which we can retrieve entities. It already remembers as cached the connection to the AdventureWorks data warehouse. And the next part of the wizard then allows me to introduce as entities the tables, views, and stored procedures that I have in that connection. So I go ahead and introduce the date feed view, and when I click finish, it adds the model to the project and it opens up the model designer. So when I select the entity here in the properties window, we can see that there is an entity set name, which I'm going to name something like corporate date, which is more self-describing. The next thing to notice is that we have these columns that use a different icon here representing key. So in fact, when it imported the view, it's made an assumption, because a view doesn't have a primary key, that it is these combination of columns that represent the key. Now for date key, it is really the true key, the unique identifier, but date isn't. So I come to the entity key property and I turn that to false. And I repeat that for the other columns that I have here. And now that I've refined the model, it's time to expose it through a data service. So I right-click the project, add new item, and then I come to my web group, and then I select WCF data service. And I'll name this the AW service, click add. It automatically opens up the code behind for the service, and it prompts me here with this comment to select the object that is the entity model. I then uncomment this line here, the set entity set access rule method, and describe what entities. Now the asterisk represents all, but I can be specific here and say, let's allow the corporate date entity to be available from a read perspective. I then set that as my start page, and then we go ahead and we start the application. And that takes us straight to the service itself that returns an XML document that describes the feeds that are going to be surfaced. So if I copy corporate date as one of the feeds, in fact the only feed, and append that to the URL, this is how I can request that feed directly from the URL. And it's quite a large document, as you could appreciate. Each of the days that the AdventureWorks data warehouse has been delivered here in this XML document. And we can see this here with an entry. First of all, the ID here shows me the URL required. Let's try that again. The URL required to retrieve that entry from the feed. And then down here in the properties, we have all of the columns from the entity itself. So we can do something different here in the URL. We can request a particular date. For example, this will request the 1st of December, 2010. And I can be even more fancy here. I can append a query string that says, let's filter. And the filter will equal the calendar year key is equal to 2010. And now I'm requesting the feed to return just the dates within 2010.